side by side at the microphone. From the green light to the speed trap, Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motor Mouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Oh, yeah, we're getting kicks today on Motor Mouth Radio. After watching the debate the other night, that's exactly what I was thinking. So you have tuned in to Long Island's only automotive radio talk show with your host, Ray Guarino, co-host, man who's in the clouds over here, Chris Switzer. Chris, are you with us?
Hi. Hey. Yes, I am. How are you?
Excellent. I'm still hearing an echo.
You want? Come on, really?
Yeah, this will never end. This is our plague.
Well, the phone is off, and I can see you with the volume down.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's basically a ghost in the machine right about now.
Yes, we could play some Police if we had to, except I don't have it. We're playing Frank Sinatra today on the Motor Mouth Radio.
I'm so glad.
It was laying around. So, we're here for another great show. We're going to have Mr. Carl Anthony from automoblog.net as a guest today. Carl has, through the years, Chris, Carl kind of transitioned in after you transitioned out of a little while ago. He does this great website, which I guess you've had a chance to see it. These guys, they have their fingers on the pulse of everything current in automobilia. And that's why they like us, because we have our fingers on the pulse of everything old and ancient.
Right, or our fingers close to the pulse somewhere.
Or somewhere, yeah. We always keep our fingers somewhere. We just don't usually,
near the pulse.
Exactly. So, Carl will be calling in a little while and talk to us about that. I mean, I can't keep up with the stuff they do. I encourage people to just go to automoblog.net and follow it. Or people could also go to our social media sites. You can go to motormouthradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Motor Mouth Radio. Facebook, same. Or Joe's favorite Instagram, real_MotorMouthRadio. And we link to Carl all the time at Automobile Blog because we like to bum a ride from the guys who do stuff better than us.
Very true.
Yeah, kind of like hitching.
I'm looking at the site now. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at a flashing light right now, so I'm going to push these buttons and say, "Hi, caller, you're on with the Motor Mouths."
I call wrong number by accident.
Oh, do you have a car?
I was calling, trying to get 299-2030 CW Post.
Yeah, that's the wrong. That's we're at Nassau Community College, not CW Post.
Yeah, I actually usually call right now. But sorry about that.
That's okay. Because we can do this. We can push this button and say, "Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths."
Good afternoon, guys. It's Tom from Massapequa. How are you both doing?
Hey, Tom.
Tom, how are you, my brother?
Ray and Chris.
Hey, Chris, good to hear from you. Ray, always a pleasure, and this is great. Hey, the shows lately have been wonderful. All the guests you've had, it's really impressive, and thank you again for doing everything you do. And Chris, thanks for dialing in from, the distant northeast there.
Yes, very distant. Thank you for being there for us, Tom. We always appreciate it. You've been listening for a while now, and one of our classic callers and listeners, and we appreciate you just as much, believe me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's been years, actually, and my son turned me on to it, and every Sunday I look forward to it. I do my errands around the time of your show and Kim's show, so it works out good. Listen, a shout-out to Joe D. Look forward to hearing him in the future. I can't wait till he comes back and joins you guys.
Yeah, and Joe, well, I tell you, first of all, with what you look forward to, you probably look forward to itches and rashes, too, if you look forward to this. So... We know how that goes. But there's cream for that, right, Chris?
There's a salve.
Oh, you guys are good.
I'm stealing all of Chris's best lines. These are like, this is historic here. And I just, I did just, go on, Chris.
Go ahead, Ray. I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say, Rob takes a nap during the show. So that's what he does. Like, Tom runs errands around the show, and Rob Leonard takes a nap during the show. So the show has an integral part in everyone's Sunday.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you this, I spent a couple hours with Joe yesterday. He is listening. He's monitoring the show. He knows what's going on. And he has extended his best wishes to everybody who's out there and asking for him. And he says he hopes to be back sooner than later. And until then, he thinks Chris is doing a fine job. And he wants Chris to stay right where he is. He doesn't want you leaving anywhere. So just so you know.
Oh, boy.
You guys will be like the Three Musketeers once Joe comes back. That's just, Joe, thank you. The time you've been on the show the last 2 or 3 years has been great. So thank you. The other thing I wanted to tell you, Christian, I enjoyed Christian last week. I wanted to call in, but actually you had much more pertinent people calling in, so I didn't want to interrupt the flow. So, Christian, thank you for doing what you're doing. I'd love to hear more about Skipper. If Christian could call in and elaborate about Skipper and how Skipper has promoted and kept the thing going with Orient Express, I'd like to hear about that.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, Christian just sent me some text this morning. He sent me some pictures of a Slant 6 that he has in his pile, and he wants to know if Uncle Tony wants it. I said, hey, we should build it. We should just go out and build our own little Motormouth Radio drag car, you know? So,
oh, my. That would be, you know what? That might be a great listener and you guys' project, maybe, to get some community going. And I bet you Bob from Rockville Center would bring some beers.
Absolutely. And I think we have to do it in your driveway, Tom. We have to come over to your house to do it, though.
Oh, my God. You know what? Crazier things have happened on my driveway, guys. Mazda Miata. But anyway, hey, listen, the other thing I just wanted to share with you, I'm going to jump off here. I know you've had more than enough of me. I heard some feedback, like that 7-second delay. I don't know if you're aware of it on the air.
Yeah, we're getting that's the price we pay for having Chris with us through the board. So we're going to live with it.
No problem. It wasn't terrible at all. Have a great day, guys, and thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Tom.
Bye. Thanks, Tom.
All righty.
It's like that great AM can sound. It's like talking in a gymnasium like the old disc jockeys did back in the 60s and 70s. Oh, talking with that sound, sound. You know, that's right.
Exactly. That's good. And that's lost on a lot of people, Chris. You know, a lot of folks don't know or understand that world. It's the world that's 50 or 60 years old that you live in every day, you know. But that's what makes it so
I don't
nice.
Know what you're talking about, Ray. I always talk like this.
I know. So what's any automotive breakthroughs this week? Anything great and crazy happened?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I got to tell you a dumb story. I was in Walmart. I was looking for a bottle of Marvel Mystery Oil.
Okay.
Now, I haven't bought Marvel Mystery Oil in about 30 years. It's been a long time. But I had a laugh because I know I usually stagger into Walmart because they really have pretty good prices on some of the fluids, on oil, on antifreeze, on transmission fluid. They usually have pretty good prices on it. So I gravitate there sometimes because, you know, we're all on a budget. And, of course, I walk into the back, into the secluded area where all the auto parts stuff is, and I look. And there's a small display of Marvel Mystery Oil. And there's a guy standing in front of the display reading the back of a Marvel Mystery Oil bottle.
Wow.
Standing there. All by himself. There's no one around him. Okay. And I'm like, what's the chances? I haven't bought Marvel Mystery Oil in 30 years, and I have to go and bump someone out of the way to go get a bottle of Marvel Mystery Oil. So,
yeah.
Of course, I walk up to the guy, and I look at him, and he's reading the bottle, and he's so intently reading, I go, you better stop reading that, dude. And he looked at me. He goes, why? And he says, then it won't be a mystery anymore. And I took a bottle, and I walked away, and I could feel him staring at me as I was walking
away. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, that has been the most automotive I've been in the last 2 weeks.
Wow. Now, what
and the reason
were you using that for salad dressing or for something automotive?
No, you and I were talking, this was what I was going to say. You and I were talking about, I have a rear main seal, not a rear main seal, I'm sorry, a rear pinion seal on the rear end that is leaking.
Right.
From between the drive shaft and the rear end.
Yeah, it's at the yoke.
On the Chrysler. Mm-hmm. I'm getting this drip.
Yeah.
So you and I were talking about it, and you had said, yeah, try to get that nut off to pull the yoke off to access another seal while the car is in the air. I need a lift, and I don't have a lift.
Well,
so you said, why
you don't need a lift. You can do it if the car is raised on jack stands, but it's a mite tougher because of the mechanical advantage you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just the throw, just the leverage. I don't have it under there. You're working with like a foot and a half.
Dig a hole.
So and I'm not going to put an impact gun on it.
Oh, why not? And I was going to say the other thing would be an impact gun if you had the right amount of air pressure. Absolutely, sure.
No, you have more air pressure than I do,
well,
sir.
Well, yeah. I mean, not to install it. No, you want to do it by hand and you have to torque it. But to take it off, absolutely, you could use an impact gun.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe I might think about that. But you had suggested to put Marvel Mystery Oil in there, maybe on the chance that they could swell the seal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I went and purchased it.
Okay.
So that was it. That was it. So that I was planning on doing that, but I had left because it's like I'm thinking to myself, who's going to be back there buying Marvel Mystery Oil in the middle of Walmart? And there's some clown shoes standing there reading the stinking label. I had to bump him out of the way to get a bottle myself.
That's the guy you want to chat up and see, like, hey, what are you going to do with that? You know, drop behind your ears? Is it, like I said, in the Italian salad? Or are you doing something I don't know about?
I was using Marvel Mystery Oil in the carburetors, in the Zenith Stromberg carburetors I had on the TR6. And they worked pretty well. It worked pretty well. It wasn't bad.
I do believe in the factory service manuals. I think they say to put in automatic transmission fluid in those pistons. There's we have to pour some over here on the phone because we have another call.
Okay.
So let me push these buttons here. I'll push this one. I'll go back to the phone and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Gentlemen.
Bob.
Chris and Ray.
Robert.
You've been invoked. Evoked.
So what I did was I put my coffee down. I walked out to the garage. I passed the Marvelous Mystery Oil, opened the fridge, and saluted Tom.
Nice. Nice.
How lucky am I?
How lucky are we all?
Man.
He makes my day.
Excellent. And you make ours.
Well, you guys are loved. Thanks for a great program. I'll see you all later.
All right, Bob. Thanks. See you soon. And that's one of the things, Chris, I've always loved about this show, how, people can attach to other people. It's great. That's the sense of community.
Ray, I swear, nobody, and I've listened to a lot of talk radio, nobody has callers the way we do.
Well, Lionel
did. Callers are the best. I don't care what anyone says.
You're right. They always have been. I have to say, I got to send a few shout-outs. I know we have our good buddy Chassie John down in Florida. He's down there today listening. And Matco Man Brian may not be listening. He's out in San Diego at the Matco Expo.
That sounds like fun.
Well, all the tool companies. No. It's the tool show for the dealers. So this is where they go. Snap-on had theirs over the summer, and then they had a couple of smaller ones.
Right.
But now Matco has theirs in San Diego. And what they do is the company rolls out new products for the year, and the dealers now get to place their orders, pre-order the stuff.
So they get to unveil their tools.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. And they get to do it together in a closed room, so it's all fun.
Can I see your tool?
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, I know.
Hey, that's a nice tool you got there.
And then we asked them if we could see. No, you have to wait until that's next month's surprise. So Brian's out there on the West Coast, and he's having fun. But
wow, showing off his tool.
Yeah, he's picking up some new stuff. But the thing is, like I said to him on the Thursday night on Playing in Traffic, I said, Brian, the problem is that you guys, you fly out over the weekend, but the show is like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's like they effectively take the dealers out of their jobs on weekdays, which is some of these guys, it's tougher than others for some to make a living. So
no, it's true. And then you remove him for 3 days.
So I said, what do you think the reason is for that? And he says, well, you know. I said, okay, I'll bite. I said, probably because they're too cheap to pay for the convention center on the weekend, right? He goes, exactly. I want the Monday rate. Oh, boy.
So they much rather show off their tools during the week.
Exactly. Yeah, when no one's looking, because the weekends are busy.
No one's looking.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
So anyway.
Sorry. I brought the show down again.
Well, you know, it's no, nothing out of the ordinary. I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, Chris, and I'm going to let Carl know he can give us a call right after this break, and we'll speak with Mr. Carl Anthony. We'll find out about all the cool stuff at Automoblog.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All righty, so let's go. Oh, you know, it helps if you increment the CD counter before you play the next song.
Okay.
Otherwise, we would have been snoring to some slow tunes, so now we'll...
I'll tell you the truth. I'm actually enjoying the Facebook Live that I'm viewing the studio in, because when the light flashes, when the phone light flashes, it lights up my gloomy basement down here. It's really cool. It's like a little disco.
Wakes up the spiders. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right, so let's talk about... one of our favorite subjects that we all indulge all the time with our spouses and others and whatever. And then we'll be back. We'll let Mr. Frank do that. And we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio on 90.3 WHPC. Keep it where you got it.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage.
Hey, have you seen DJ Solero?
No, why?
Well, he was supposed to be here right now to tell everyone about his show, The Rare Groove Session, but I can't find him anywhere.
I'll look for him. Maybe he got something to eat.
Food? He went to get food? I mean, who can eat at a time like this?
Relax. I'm sure everyone can figure out when they can listen to the most incredible music from the 60s and 70s that they may not have heard before.
But what if they can't? What if they never figure out when The Rare Groove Session is on? What happens then, huh? I don't want to live in a world where no one knows about The Rare Groove Session.
Hey, guys, ready to tell everyone about RGS?
DJ Solero, where the f*** have you been?
I was getting something to eat.
How can you eat at a time like this?
What are you talking about?
Don't mind her. Go ahead and tell everybody when to listen.
Okay, whatever. So if you're looking for some mind-blowing music, check out The Rare Groove Session. Now at a brand new time, late Friday nights or early Saturday mornings at 2 a.m., depending on how you look at it. Exclusively on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Yes, we are Jive Talking on 90.3 WHPC, and that is Chris Switzer on cowbell, by the way. Don't let yourselves be fooled. Live read, and he plays cowbell, too, so this man is a talent.
Not at the same time.
Boy, you never said that in 12 years of doing a show with me.
No, but I have said this. 516-572-7440. Pick up the phone. Call us. For crying out loud.
That is true.
Come
that
on. True. Come on.
Yes.
Standing here talking to Ray.
I know.
Like the horse and carriage.
All right, we're back. Horses, carriages, and everything aside. Motor Mouth Radio. Chris, I think we have Carl on the line. Are you ready for this? All right, whether or not you're ready for this. Oh, wrong slide. All right, if you're not ready for this, we're going to bring up Mr. Carl Anthony, and we'll say hi.
Hey, guys.
Carl, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Ray. It's good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure. And I'd like to introduce you to the one and only Mr. Chris Switzer, who is on the line with us remotely. Chris, meet Carl.
How are you?
Chris, nice to meet you.
A pleasure. Meeting each other online. I've heard, on the air. I've heard so much about you through Ray. It's glad to finally be able to speak with you.
Yes, likewise, Chris. I've heard a lot about you, too. Thing Ray did say...
Yeah.
Is that you have really good air guitar skills. And as you know, Joe was the master of air guitar.
And well, I play the air kazoo.
Yes. I did see the video on YouTube.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, Carl, I did spend a bunch of time with Joe yesterday, and we spoke about today's show, and he said, he goes, you know what, my left hand's giving me a little trouble. I can't play the guitar for Carl the way I would like to, so please send my apologies. So.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a pass, Ray. You tell him not to worry about it.
Excellent. So
what's going on, guys?
Well, you're the guy who's been doing all the crazy stuff at the Chicago Auto Show. You've been all over the place. Man, it's like up in the Chevy dealers in the Northwest, right?
Yeah.
Man, you're keeping busy, Carl.
Yeah. Well, we had some opportunities during auto show season. One, to go to the Chicago Auto Show, which was awesome, down at the McCormick Center. Massive building and just huge. But nice thing about Chicago Auto Show, and this is just in my view, a true straight-up car show. And yes, there's some future mobility stuff and there's some autonomous driving stuff, but really, for the average everyday consumer and the average everyday car guy, like if you just wanted to go walk through a show, get an idea of what's on the market in terms of sedans and SUVs, and then at the same time you wanted to see some cool stuff, you wanted to see your Mustangs and Camaros and your high-end Maseratis and Lamborghinis and some classic off-road Toyotas, and that's all there too. So it's a straight up car show, and I loved it, man. I was down there a couple weeks ago now on Tuesday. Great show for a car guy, truly.
Nice. Any
sit in the cars like in the older shows or the current new car shows? You able to sit in them and check them out that way, or it was just like a rope off show, Carl?
This is a good question, Chris. Anything that's new, you can sit in. You can sit in, you can get in it, you can walk around it. A lot of them have power inverters on them, so you can actually turn on and see the navigation. You can see how the touch screens work. The classics, though, unfortunately, you can't get in. And it's usually because those are owned privately. There was a Mustang club from nearby Chicago that had brought up a bunch of Mustangs, and they had them displayed kind of through the year. So there was the 1966 and 1967 Mustangs, and they went all the way up in a line through the 70s, 80s, 90s, and then all the way up to I think it was a 2016 or 2017 Shelby Cobra. But each one of those Mustangs was owned by a member of the club, and they all looked spotless. They were completely pristine. So those you couldn't sit in, but the rest of them you could.
Nice. Very cool. Anything very that struck cool. your fancy, Carl, that you wouldn't mind having in your own driveway or garage?
Yeah, so believe it or not, the Kia Stinger, man.
Yeah.
I think it's a really underrated car. I think that Kia has really gotten into a segment there that has been dominated mostly by Audi and BMW. There's a powerful V6 engine under the hood. It's very stylish. As far as a sportback goes, it's affordable. It's all-wheel drive. Other than that, I really think that I put this video up on our Twitter page. They had a GMC Sierra HD Denali lifted up in the air so you could walk underneath of it and see the drivetrain and see the chassis and suspension. And I think for a truck guy, that was very valuable. And that really stood out to me because I'm a truck guy, but normally they're always on the floor. So yeah, you can get in them and you can walk around them. This is the first time, guys, at an auto show where I've been able to walk under a full size diesel HD truck. And
wow,
especially with this new redesign. Like, I mean, it's like when I was a service advisor, yeah, we used to see them in the shop, you know, you go down in Lower Bay and you remove the grates and everything. But you know, this is in South Dakota. This, you know, that was the dealership. It was in South Dakota. So the trucks are dirty. I mean, you know, and they were older trucks. Like, I mean, it's so very rare that I've seen a brand new one like this elevated, and consumers never get that opportunity.
No.
So that really stuck out to me, to go in and go, oh, okay, here's the Allison transmission, and then here's the different frame, and here's the rear differential. And then, you know, GM makes a big deal about the independent front suspension, but it's like you could actually see the independent front suspension this time. You could actually put your hands on the components. So the truck was raised up, but it wasn't raised up too high, so you could actually get your hands up there and touch the components and feel around.
Nice. Carl, let me jump back for a sec. What's the price point on that Stinger, by the way? Do you know?
Yes. So Kia Stinger is, I want to say it's about a 30 grand car starting.
Okay. I want to throw this out to you. I had a milestone in my my automotive stable this week. My Mazda 3 just turned 100,000 miles.
Okay.
And I've put every mile on that. Well, Chris, actually, you put a couple on when you transport the car from the Bronx. But anyway, you know. And I, you know, we're talking nothing but oil changes, tires, brakes, some suspension work. I mean, we're talking original clutch. Everything else is original in this car. And my wife keeps saying, "Ah, you should get another car." Well, through the shop, we've had a couple of these babies come in, and I'm getting kind of turned on to the new Honda Civic Sport, the hatchback with the six-speed. It's a cool-looking little car, and it's priced right. What do you think about it? You have any information on that vehicle?
Yeah, I think that in general, Honda still has very good quality just across all their product line. There's, as far as the Civic, it's a bread and butter for them, and it's always going to continue to be a bread and butter. So I think that they put a lot of time and energy and product development and engineering and, frankly, marketing resources into it. There is some data in the industry to show that Honda has kind of fallen off on quality a little bit. But in my personal view, and keep in mind, you know, this there's an ebb and flow to this stuff in the automotive industry, because, you know, I know even Toyota is not immortal. I mean, even these automakers that we said, okay, they're pinnacles of quality, even they're not immortal. But there are some studies that show that Honda has kind of dropped off in quality, but I don't really, to me, they're still a quality manufacturer. You know what I mean? They still deliver a lot of value. They still deliver a lot of safety. They still deliver a lot of technology. And the Civic is really a great car if you want a small car, but you want a small car that's nice and reliable.
Yeah. Very true. And this one's kind of spiffy, too. It's quick. It shifts really nice. It steers fantastic. It's like a little go-kart. Really nice little car.
Right.
Carl, don't let Ray fool you. Don't let Ray fool you on this one, because I know my brother a long time. You know what he likes? Ray likes to be the boy racer, but not be the boy racer. He likes looking like the boy racer. Ray loves when the boy racers pull up next to him in the Mazda. And they look at him and go, "Wait a minute, what are you driving your son's car?
Yeah,
what
old
are
man.
You doing? What's the old guy doing in that slick-looking car?" And that's what Ray liked. But right now, the Mazda's getting a little long in the tooth, you know? So he's looking for the new racer car. He wants the flips and the flares and the spoilers and the wacky wheels and the spats on the bottom. He likes all that stuff. I would have sided for the Kia Stinger, because I've heard that more businessmen have been buying those cars. They've been cashing in their BMWs and buying Stingers.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's the one I'm going for.
Cool.
It's, little
it's true. And I think, you know, Ray, and you mentioned, you know, the Honda Civic, and, you know, we're back to the Stinger. It's like, these are sports cars, but, and if you're talking, like, specifically for, like, the Civic Type R, so Honda actually has, you know, an active sound control system in there, you know, which is stuff you used to see on luxury vehicles, you know, so to keep the cabin quieter. So it's like, you have a sports car, you know, or you have a boy racer type car, but you have stuff that you normally would have seen in an Acura that's now populating over to the Honda line. And then, of course, you've got the VTEC technology, which every Honda enthusiast swears by VTEC technology. So you've got some proven stuff under the hood. And it's a 2-liter VTEC 4-cylinder, you know. I mean, I don't know, Ray. I mean, I think the Civic of any kind is a good car, especially that Type R. It's sharp.
Yeah. I've been watching the repair side. I'm watching the body guys do some work on him. I'm glad I don't have to do any of that kind of stuff to him. But but for driving, they're real nice. Oh, Al Handy is wants to say hi to you, Carl. He just said to pass his and Joe too is touching base with me here in the studio, and he wanted to say hey, say hi to Carl. He misses you.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. Good to hear from you. And Al, likewise, good to hear from you too. Good luck, Al, with that project you're doing today.
He's
always up to something.
Al is. He's one of those guys. He'll be grading the property one day, welding in metal on a truck the next day, doing something with a Jeep.
Right.
You never know. He's one of those all around guys. So. Very cool.
You always kind of feel like you should tell Al Handy to stay out of trouble. And then you're like, yeah, but this is Al Handy we're talking about here, so never mind.
And I'll tell you the truth. If I happen to be in the position to maybe get in trouble, Al's one of the guys I want standing behind me.
For sure.
You know? So it goes that way. You know, Chris is like Mikey T. Yeah. He's one of those guys you want in a room. You want him on your fighting side, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You don't want to fight against him.
No. So.
Right. No, it's Al and Joe are two of our most loyal and beloved readers. You know, without them and people like them, we couldn't do what we do for Automoblog. It would be impossible. We wouldn't be able to survive.
Oh, that's cool. So let me mention for people, because we're gonna pass our break. You are listening to Motormouth Radio on WHPC, Nassau Community College's flagship station, Ray Guarino, with Chris Switzer and Carl Anthony from automoblog.net. Joe is in the wings. Joe D is with us in electronically. And I have to mention, you should listen to Lyrics to Go Fridays at Midnight. It's a great show that explores the creativity of hip-hop music with host DJ Solero, good friend of ours, Earl. So now the business is done, we can get back to fun.
Hey, Carl, I got to ask you, what do you drive? Because I don't know. What do you have in your garage? What's sitting in your living room?
So this is a good question. So my wife and I, Danielle, we have a 2014 Ford Focus. We are a one-car household.
Wow.
And yes. And part of the reason why we did that is automobiles today are expensive. And it's not that I don't love them. I absolutely do. But, you know, I had a lease that I turned in at the end of October, and I decided not to renew that lease. In Michigan and in Detroit Metro, insurance for us is very high. And so you will pay probably as much in insurance a month as you would a monthly payment for a car. That's not uncommon.
Wow.
So it gets to be pretty, right. It is.
Yeah. And
so it gets to be cost prohibitive at times, where you could have a normal sedan, I mean, and nothing flashy and fancy, and it's probably running you with payment and insurance and gas and everything almost $1,000 a month. So it's one of those things where we had looked at it and said, you know what, we can get by with this one car because, you know, the Focus is in great shape. We've kept up with all the maintenance on it. I do get quite a few press vehicles that I'm able to drive and review, so I do have transportation from time to time. But honestly, like, you know, and I don't mention this to a lot of folks, but for the last 2 years, I've been back in school slowly studying for my mechanical engineering degree.
Excellent.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you guys. And so as a non-traditional student going back, you know, we're trying to pay for it out of pocket, and I'm doing one class at a time because, you know, I'm not 20 anymore, I'm not 19 anymore, so it's like I got to go slow, and then I got all kinds. I can't just be in college full time as much as I'd love to. And so we just looked at it and said, well, with me going back to school, with car ownership being expensive in general, with car ownership being expensive, especially in Michigan, we just decided that we could make it work with one vehicle. And so we are one of those one car households. But, you know, I got to tell you guys, and it's not that I don't love cars, I do, but the more we do this stuff with Automoblog, the more we research and the more we try to educate our consumers, the more we look at it and we say, this stuff is expensive. Like, this stuff is really expensive.
Yeah. Carl, I have to tell you, I have, send me your address. I have a slide rule I can send you so you can use that in your math classes.
Thank you.
I mean,
yes,
literally,
I will.
I do. I actually do. I have a box of them. I'd like to. I have two friends who have two. Actually, Joe's daughter is a mechanical engineering student, and our good friend Gerard, his daughter Michelle, was a engineering student, and I gave them each slide rules, and they brought them into math class, and just because the teacher would always make, you know, comments about the old technology, and of course current students don't know what a slide rule is, so they both did the same thing. They kind of like just put it on the desk and didn't say anything, and then the teacher did that that cartoon double take. Whoa.
Yes. Right.
That's hysterical.
Right.
Carl, you are preaching to the choir, because I am too in school as well, and I'm no teenager by far. And I'm taking classes online and pursuing my degree as well. So I totally understand living on a budget and paying out of pocket because I'm not getting a student loan either. So I'm doing it too. Right. So what I do with my Chrysler is I have a boatload of parts from other cars that I'm selling on online, basically. And whatever I collect, that's the money I use to buy parts for the my classic car, if you want to call it that.
Right.
But that's what I do. And that's strictly that budget. And if I don't sell any parts, I don't buy any new parts for the classic car. And it sits there. And I'm like, fine with that. It sits there.
Right.
But that's what I do. Right. I'm on a strict budget with that car. And it's not like I mean, if I really wanted something, I could go buy it, but it's the discipline of it. Yeah. It's the idea that I sell parts of from cars I don't have to fund my project, my hobby. So
you have to have discipline. You have to have discipline somewhere.
Somewhere. Right. Not a lot of discipline, mind you, but there is some somewhere. But yeah, I totally agree. Right. One car, and what the way you're going about it, I think is fantastic. You have one car. You take care of that one car. And what's nice is you can spend all of your free time on that one car. It's like I have to divvy my time between what needs an oil change, what does need oil, what needs a tire fixed, what needs a, and you're going back and forth and sideways because my wife has a car, I have one, and we have my green tub in the garage, and all they all need some sort of attention some way how. So you're doing is extraordinary. I applaud you with one applause.
You know,
one hand.
Thank you.
This must be a common thread because Chris, when I started this show with you back, I started in 2004. Mm-hmm. I was back in school.
Yeah, I remember.
So we've all done it. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, and it's the truth. But you know what? Now's the time you can focus as a student.
Much better.
You don't have to.
Better.
Yeah, my focus.
Oh, right.
I mean,
yeah.
Even though I'm like borderline senile right about now, but my focus.
You were in 04, too.
but to focus on schoolwork, you can do that now. When you were 19 or 18 to 22, I was a scatterbrain. I'm a scatterbrain now, but at least I'm old enough to focus on what I need to.
And you know it, so at least you can you can prioritize.
You're aware of it.
Let me just, just on a serious note, I'll say, because our good friend Rob Stuck from the RSC Chemicals, the subsidiary of the Gunk Corporation, Rob went back to school years ago, and I kind of walked him through it because it was after I had finished, and that really cemented our relationship. We got very close because of that. And he said, how did you do it with a job and a family and the radio show and all your car and motorcycle stuff? And I said, you know, Rob, I had a moment of clarity where I pictured my life as a pyramid, but like picture Star Trek, like a moving pyramid. All the pieces could move. And I said, everything was fighting to be that number one, two, or three spot. And I had to put school at number one. And it occasionally became number two because family or something had to go number one. But a majority of the time had to stay there. And everything else just had to get pushed down. And it worked. You just have to have that discipline, and otherwise, I mean, when I went back to school, there were people who were on their fourth attempt at going back to school, and it just doesn't always work for people. So, that's it.
And it's incredibly hard.
It is, and I mean, this semester is actually, I'm using it as my quote unquote summer break, so I'm not taking classes right now. I'll go back in the summer, but just because there is such a large volume of work right now with Automoblog that I had to take this time off. So, even as an adult where I'm like, I've got one more calculus class to complete and then I'm done with all my calculus requirements, and so I finished calculus 2 in December and I wanted to do calculus 3 this spring, but we honestly had so much on the calendar for Automoblog. I had traveling coming up, obviously Chicago Auto Show. I had to be in San Francisco a couple weeks ago. There's just, we're at a critical stage of growth and it kind of, I need to be all hands on deck because, being that, Chris and I, my partner, and him, my partner's name is Chris mm-hmm. Burdick. So there's a lot of Chris's in our group here all of a sudden. But, Chris and I got to manage the team. And so it's like, I know what it takes at my age to do school. Like, I know the effort that I have to put in. And like you said, Ray, sometimes that pyramid has to change out. So I'm like, well,
this will be my summer break. I'll go back in the summer and I'll pick it back up. I'd love to be 18 or 19 and have the knowledge I have now and just plow straight through and finish the thing in 4 years. But it's just the math classes, guys, are so intense for engineering. It's nuts. It's incredible.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've kind of forgot the derivative, but if you can help us figure out the area under the curve of this show, we'll be greatly indebted to you.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Right. I'm sure there's a Riemann sum somewhere for that.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Or antiderivative or...
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So anyway, you mentioned insurance before, and you just, AutoBlog.net just published a great piece on Geico.
Yes.
And expand on that a little bit, because that's something that really caught my interest.
Yes. So vehicle ownership category in AutoBlog, we started off with guides, maintenance guides and ownership guides, like, you know, how do I buy a vehicle and is leasing or financing better for me? And we've started to expand that into a couple of different things. One, extended warranties, and extended warranties by manufacturer. So if you own a Honda, if you own a Hyundai, if you own a Ford, what is the factory warranty that you're getting, and what are your options as far as an extended warranty if you're going to hold on to the vehicle after the factory coverage expires? We moved that then, we expanded that into automotive insurance and looking specifically at providers. We just posted one yesterday for USAA for military families going through USAA's coverage. As far as the Geico one went, we just looked at Geico because we said, we see these guys everywhere. Every time you turn on TV, every time you turn on the radio, they're always advertising. And is it, you know, can you really get the low price that they claim? And so what we did is we did a deep dive into the research. Some of the things that we liked, the convenient mobile app, especially for younger buyers, younger generations who have everything on their smartphone. Discounts can be well over 25% if you're a good driver. They've got a strong track record in the industry. They've got a number of network of auto repair facilities. The one thing we did find, though, in our research was that their customer service can sometimes be inconsistent and their claims can sometimes be slow. But other than that, as far as an overall, it seems that Geico's advertising, like for as much as you see them on TV, it seems like there is some legitimacy there. Mm-hmm. So we are expanding more into – we have another article up that looks at major providers that compares Geico against State Farm and some of the other bigger ones as well. But this idea, again, as we talked about, okay, vehicle ownership is expensive, and it's not just buying the car and maintaining it. It's I got to insure the thing. And, you know, so which one is the best one? It's very hard to disseminate all the information for consumers when, you know, you're watching football and an ad comes at you and they flash really low numbers. And so we're trying to, with this vehicle ownership category, disseminate more of this information for people.
Mm-hmm. That's very good, Carl. It's funny because that's what I love about this show is that you can – we have the ability – we're not burdened by sponsors in a way that we have an ability to speak the truth or speak our opinion on certain topics. And insurance is a very passionate thing amongst automobile people because you do spend a lot of money for insurance. And I'm sure up by you, yeah, like you say, it is expensive. I had very good reviews with Geico. I was with Geico for many years, and I appreciated them. But you mentioned an insurance company that I am not a fan of, which is State Farm. Mm-hmm. And personally, I find State Farm lacking in everything as far as service, as far as how they treat their customers, as far as a lot of things. And hold your cards and letters, gang, because if you're a State Farm customer and enjoy them, that's great. But I would say I would drop them from any list that I would not deal with them at all. I found that that company is just shy of being treacherous.
You know what's real interesting, Chris? Working at the shop with Mike, their primary business is body. It's a body shop, body business.
Sure.
So they deal with all insurance companies, and I chuckle because I hear the good and the bad about all the companies they deal with. They love this one for this. They hate this one for that. And they're all viable. reasons, because from that perspective, it's a whole other world than the customer's perspective. Go on, Cole.
We did an article here recently, 10 best car insurance companies for 2020, and a little bit later today I'll post it up on our Twitter page. Okay. Geico was top as far as just best overall, and this is based on our research. Best for military families was USAA, hands down. Best membership perks was AAA. Progressive had the best discounts for new drivers, for younger drivers. Mm-hmm. And Liberty Mutual had best financial strength and just track record. Other ones, the Hartford, Allstate, Nationwide, and Farmers, and then State Farm. And State Farm is actually a little lower down on our list. As far as like, and just to give you an idea from our research, so availability for Geico, that's part of the reason. Availability was all 50 states. USAA is all 50 states, but it is limited to military members and families. AAA is all 50 states, but it is regionally focused. Like, we have a regional office here in Allen Park, like about 20 minutes south of Detroit. So we looked a lot at availability as far as being available in all 50 states and things like that. That was part of our membership. That was part of our criteria. And then at the end of the article, we go through, okay, so here's how to find the best car insurance, and here's the factors that will impact you. So some of them look at your credit score, driving history, your zip code, which is what we fall into here in Michigan, year, make, model of your car, and all of that. So we break down the 10 best, and then we go through, and we have a list of possible discounts. Like, if you're a federal employee, for example, we talked about students, if you're a full-time student, if you have a clean driving record, if you have multiple cars on the same policy, if your vehicle has a lot of like anti-theft systems or a lot of safety systems, all of that, ask for all of that. So we've got a list of like 9 or 10 things that when you call for an insurance quote, make sure that you bring these up, because there could be possible discounts linked to them. I'll put that up on our Twitter page a little later today.
Carl, one of our buddy Gerard from PA had just asked about the Safe Auto and the General, which is I got the jingle in my head. Call online.
Yeah, he said Safe Auto and the
cheap basic insurance, okay. But not what does he say? Cheap basic insurance, not me, but for other people. So I guess they kind of come in line with the other one you mentioned. I can't remember. I don't know. Any thoughts on those?
No, but so what did he say? He said, I wrote them down. So General and Safe Auto.
Safe Auto, yeah.
Was it Safe Auto?
That's what he said.
Okay,
yeah,
so what? So Kristen McClure, who does all of our research, she's our researcher and our writer for all of these articles in our vehicle ownership program, and that's what she does. She pours through all these documents and spreadsheets, and it's very tedious work, and I admire her for it. She does an incredible job. I'm going to email her, and maybe we can get an article up on General, because that's what we want to do. We've got a Progressive one in the works. We had the Geico, we had the overview, 10 best car insurance, then we did the Geico one. Yesterday we published the USAA one. We'll publish the Progressive one this week, but we want to start focusing on individual companies, because again, when you're seeing the advertisements, hearing them on the radio, seeing them on TV, it's all coming at you 100 miles an hour. And so, for car owners, we still want to say, look, we want to give you the ability to sit down, go through the information at your own pace. Here it is. Here's what we found. This is what we think. Email us if you have further questions, but this is a little more direct instead of just being pumped at you through TV or media, because like we said, vehicles are expensive. And so we want to make sure that our readers, like, every dollar counts, you know what I mean?
Right. Something just happened this morning. My wife said to me, I'll mention that, and then we're going to have to wrap and then get out of here and call it a day.
Yeah.
We got my Hagerty insurance policy, in which I have 3 cars on. And she said, the Hagerty policy came in, and she says, it didn't go up a dime since last year. It's the only policy that doesn't increase. And she asked me, I buy the supplemental tow policy from them, which is $175, gives me 250-mile coverage. And she said, do we need to have that, because should we take AAA, or I know we have coverage through our other company? I said, the thing with Hagerty is they they send, I've used it twice. They send flatbeds, and these guys know classic cars. So you don't get just any Joe Schmo with a tow rig. So we're going to keep that coverage. But very happy that that policy didn't increase.
Yes, and I love working with Hagerty. From a media relations standpoint and a journalism standpoint, the studies that they do and their look into future car ownership and how driving will still continue to be a passion, even with automated cars, Hagerty stuff is spot on. So from a media perspective, I love working with them. But that's a good point, Ray. The guys they send know the cars, and that's important, man.
Right. And our buddy Billy G, Billy Velvet, Chris just said he's with Electric since 1979. Electric Insurance.
Wow.
Insurance. I'm going to write that. I'm writing this down. So, see, this is why I'm glad I was on today.
Yeah. Carl, you never know what happens when you call this show, you know?
Yeah, that's sometimes.
I know. I feel like I always, well, it's like, we always end up in some kind of trouble, you
right.
know?
Carl, you mentioned students in insurance. A lot of insurance companies I've heard are asking for students' records.
That's
like
correct.
They're looking for grades.
Both of my girls.
Well, driving records.
We got a discount for both of my kids when they were on our policy because they were good students. They had good GPAs.
Yeah. I think that's fantastic. As a student, I would have thought that stunk when I was 19 and 20, because my grades were awful. But now I'm like, this is fantastic. I love it.
They must have some data that shows the better students are better drivers. I don't know how they compile that, but
well. They're responsible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think an overall responsibility.
All right, well, Carl, we're going to have to run. We got to play a few more spots here, and we got to wrap the show. But we thank you for coming on. I'm glad you finally got to meet Chris. And Chris, you, Carl.
Yeah.
And
Chris, a pleasure.
You guys will be talking again soon. Don't worry, because we keep Carl in rotation. Chris, Carl's in a regular rotation with us.
Good.
Yeah. They're stuck with me now, Chris.
Right.
I'm glad. Been with good company.
Yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, everybody out there in Motormouth Radio Land, for listening to us and supporting Automobile Blog. And look forward to catching up with you guys again soon.
Thanks, Carl. We'll speak with you soon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Take care, guys.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, that's Mr. Carl Anthony from automoblog.net. And, of course, Carl puts out Twitter posts for us just to mention the show, even without being asked. So he's actually advertising for us, which is great. We really love working with these guys. So, Chris, we're going to take a quick last break because we have to play Steve's promo. I always promise that to him. And we will let's go out with a little bit of Nueva York flair here. And we'll do our last bit of business and come back. And then we'll wrap on Motormouth Radio, 90.3 WHPC. Take it, Frankie.
Start spreading the news.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 5 for 2 hours of Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities, an occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 5 on Revelations, right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Let the Motormouths help you with all your car questions at 516-572-7440.
All right, we're back. Motormouth Radio. Chris, we got another fish on the line here.
All righty.
So let's push these buttons.
Hey, we're back. Motormouth Radio. Chris.
And we'll say hi. Turn down your radio. You're on with the Motormouths.
All righty.
Hey, how you doing? It's Chazzy John.
Hey, John, what's happening?
Hi, John.
Just listening in. Good show.
And you got Chris on the line here. Chris is with us telephonically. So,
hey, Chris, how you doing?
We're all here.
How you doing, John?
I'm good, real good.
What's going on? What's going on down in Florida today?
I just sent Lou back home.
Okay. How'd that all come together? What happened there?
He had a, for some reason, which we didn't know till we took it apart, the nut on the pinion was loose.
Okay, well, back up and let everybody else know what happened with Lou, because no one else knows, but I know a little bit, but I don't know that much.
Okay, well, Lou Santiago came down here to do a do a big car show auction for the weekend.
Right.
And he pulled into his hotel, and as he was pulling in, the rear end was whining, making all kinds of noise and chattering.
Wow.
And he got out, looked underneath, saw there was rear end fluid dripping out, so he figured the seal, you know, took a dive.
Right.
And I told him, I said, look, you can't drive back to the Carolinas like that, so just come to my house and we'll change it.
Right.
So he showed up this morning. We started taking everything apart. He went to put a socket on the pinion nut, and it was actually, the socket was too small. We didn't know exactly what size it was. Anyway, he goes to take it off, and he notices that the bolt spun, the nut spun.
Uh-oh.
He actually took the pinion nut off with his fingers.
Oh, my word. Wow.
Yeah. So it was so loose that the pinion gear was no longer, you know, against the crush collar, the
sure.
spacer.
Wow.
And it had moved into the housing, so it was beating up the ring gear. I'm sure everything's knife-edged when he finally goes to take it apart.
Yep. Is that one of his S10s? Is that one of the S10 pickups he drives?
No, it was his Suburban. He's got a big square-body Suburban.
Right, right. Okay.
Wow.
So we went and found out that it's a 12-bolt truck rear, which was not offered in that particular Suburban at the time. So somebody swapped the rears in this thing.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
So two trips to the auto parts store and one call to our friend Tori.
Nice.
Got us the proper seal number.
Excellent.
And we were able to put it back together again and then torque the pinion nut and get the crush collar spacer, you know, to do its job. And he's on his way back home.
What was that torque spec on that nut, by the way?
I believe it was like 68 pounds.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Chris, there you go. This is what you got to look forward to with your C-body.
Yeah, it's funny, John, because we were just talking about that. I have a leaky seal in the back, in the front of the rear end between
yeah.
it and the Universal. It's just dripping just ever so slightly. And Ray and I were talking about putting a little Marvel Mystery Oil in there with the rear end goo and hopefully swap the seal. But yeah, I'm afraid about pulling this thing apart because I'm thinking about the 8,000 pounds of torque I'm going to have to apply on that nut. So I'm just, when you say 68 pounds, I feel a little better, but I know it's, you know, it's
you
a 50
look
year
up the
old.
Spec, yeah.
Yeah, you got to look up the specs.
Right, right.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And you could use any decent impact gun will take that nut off.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I have an electric impact gun. I still haven't invested
that
in
that. That might work.
Yeah, I know. Mine's like a little fugazi. Like, it works sometimes, and sometimes it's just...
That's because you bought it at the English Town Swap Meet for $2.50. I mean, $2.50.
You can't do that.
Chris did.
No.
It was either that or a buffer.
No, the buffer I did.
I know, I was with you.
Not the impact gun. Not the impact gun. I needed to rely on the impact gun.
Right.
I bought that one new.
Right.
No, John, I do have a tendency to buy used tools, and unfortunately, most of the times I've bought used tools were in front of Ray.
Uh-huh. 10 millimeter sockets.
Yeah, because you always need a 10. You always need a 10 to 12 millimeter socket. You always
absolutely.
Need one.
Absolutely.
So, why am I going to buy those things new? You find some. You go rummaging through the junk pile. Yeah. There's usually a Craftsman in there for a buck. So you just buy that one.
Dollar table.
Yeah.
That's it.
Cool. Oh, well, that's good, John. You were the savior. You helped out Lou. That's great.
Yeah, we made that short little video. Had a good time.
Yeah, excellent. Very good.
Oh, and you even videoed it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, when you got Lou around, you have to have the cameras rolling, I'm sure.
Oh, God. Forget about it. He's unbelievable.
Right. Alrighty, John.
We had dinner last night at Outback with some other people, other friends that he knows, and it was just like people constantly coming up. Hey, Lou! Hey, Lou! Hey, Lou!
Wow.
Everybody knows that guy.
Sure.
Yeah, that must have been a scene.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to run, John. We're at the end of the show, so we got to get out of here and make some room for Kim.
You got it.
Thanks for calling, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, so
take
long.
Care, John.
That was the infamous Chassis John. We see him every Thursday night on Plane in Traffic, where John and myself and usually Matt Coleman Brian do the after show. We do the music show after the regular car show. Yeah. So
I got to chime in then.
You should.
After my schoolwork is done.
You should. So we are coming to the end of this hour, Chris. We still have the Echo through, I think it's through Yugo. Maybe, Kim thought maybe that's through it. It's through that software.
Oh.
I don't know. It's, cause it's still there. We're not using Skype this week.
There's nothing, echoing, here.
So we're going to get out of here in a minute or so, and we'll be back next week with more Motormouth Radio with your host, Ray Guarino, with Chris Switzer on the cloud, so to speak, and Joe will be on the other cloud. And for now, let's say a wrap, Chris, and what do we tell people to do?
Don't follow us home.
You got it. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.